The Eureka Springs Domestic Partnership Registry was established in June 2007 and to date has registered 390 couples at $35 apiece, bringing nearly $14,000 in revenue. Michael Walsh authored the original draft Domestic Partnership Registry Ordinance, as well as a new draft resolution passed unanimously by 5 of 6 Eureka Springs City Council members at a regular meeting on Monday night.
For the first time in Arkansas history, a municipal government has gone on record as favoring the availability of health insurance for domestic partners, not just married people. More specifically, it is the first time a municipal government has embraced the idea of providing access to municipal health insurance for its workers who are in domestic partner relationships, not just those workers who have legal spouses, as has been traditional.
According to a city official, one city employee is registered. And currently, Eureka Springs employees are insured under the Arkansas Municipal League's Municipal Health Benefit Fund, which does not provide coverage for domestic partners of the same sex or opposite sex. Walsh says the resolution specifically targets this issue.
The resolution passed by the City Council last night calls on the city's insurance provider, the Municipal League Fund, to revoke its prohibition against insuring domestic partners and to provide the same access to health insurance that married workers now have. Until that's done, the Municipal League is discriminating on the basis of marital status and sexual orientation.
When they register, domestic partners sign an affidavit stating they've lived together for a certain amount of time, are exclusive, and share all property and financial resources. Domestic partners include both same-sex couples and unmarried opposite-sex couples. Benefits offered to domestic partners can include long-term care insurance, group life insurance, bereavement, sick leave, and relocation benefits, as well as health, dental, and vision insurance. So when Michael Walsh learned the city was shopping for a new insurance policy, he provided a list of DPR-friendly insurance companies. But Mayor Dana Joy chose to stick with the Arkansas Municipal League's Health Insurance Fund because, in a previous interview with KUAF, she said it was the best deal. So Walsh is hoping the resolution will push the league toward a policy change.
So at this point, the ball is in the court of the Municipal League. If it will change its policy, then the city needs to do nothing more than renew its insurance contract with the Municipal League for health insurance. If it does not change its policy, then the city has the option then of searching for another insurance provider. And there are any number of insurance providers in Arkansas that offer domestic partnership insurance.
Michael Walsh says the mayor has remained misinformed about the cost of domestic partnership health insurance.
National research has shown now for 20 years that offering domestic partner health insurance costs employers no more than offering coverage for domestic spouses. So the cost is inconsequential. What counts is eliminating a policy of discrimination, and there's no price you can put on that.
According to the Human Rights Campaign Fund, 59% of Fortune 500 companies provide domestic partner benefits to their employees. In addition, 22 states, the District of Columbia, and over 150 local governments make benefits available to public employees and their same-sex partners. Reporting for Ozarks at Large, I'm Jacqueline Froelich.